An invitation to all. The Come Unto Me window by Tiffany Studios, installed over the altar in 1907, speaks without words. It was more than likely designed by Frederick Wilson, the head of the ecclesiastical department, and well known for his figural designs. Wilson began working for Tiffany in 1893 and stayed with the company until 1923. During his tenure, he had more copyrights than any other designer at the firm, and also lent his talents as a painter to the delicate and realistic facial features of many figural windows. Like all Tiffany windows depicting people, Jesus' face, hands, and feet are painted with enamel and then fired. This would be the last step to the decoration of the windows before adding the cames, or lead strips, a process known as glazing. Prior to these steps, different kinds of glass would be selected and placed into the frame to depict various design elements. Drapery glass, a material perfected by Tiffany artisans in which molten sheets of glass are pulled and folded and then allowed to cool to create a sculptural effect, make up Jesus' robes, simulating actual folds in fabric. The sky and mountains behind him are composed of streaky glass, made by first ladling different colors of molten glass on a table of polished aluminum called a marver. The glassmaker would then take a rod and drag it through the conglomerate of color, streaking the surface. Most skies in Tiffany windows are assembled from streaky glass. The wild vegetation surrounding Jesus is made from a combination of streaky, confetti, small thin pieces of glass embedded into a larger piece of glass, and spotted glass, created in the firing stage as a result of a chemical reaction from fluoric acid. All of these various glasses would then be plated, whereby several layers of glass are laid on top of one another to greater enhance the illusion of depth. Besides creating a realistic scene, this window also conveys a sense of openness and spirituality, beckoning visitors and members of the congregation with light and beauty.